That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
.27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile.
Okay, welcome back to Waukesha South High School. They're about to announce the starting lineups.
First of all, we need to start.
Here at the Cardinal Classic, they're announcing Fondi's starting lineup.
Stephen Schreier,
the 6'2 senior. 6'2 senior, another one. Colton Blank wears number two. They have a sophomore in the starting lineup. 5'11, Eli Zimmerman, number four. Jay Dalton, the senior star, 6'2. And the big man, number 34, 6'6 senior, Will Bratz. Cards are coached by Nick Ford, assistants Doug Foyles and Zach Grohl. They're announcing the shirts now. At guard, number 0, 6'2 senior, All-State guard, Tyron Cook. At guard, the other 6'2 All-State senior, Daniel Robinson. Ethan Check. The 6'1 senior. The 5'11 junior, Charlie Morose. And a forward, the 6'3 senior from Banting Park, Tommy Karinko. Black shirts are coached by Bo Richter. Assistant John Sakonis, Lee Montez, Andy Karinko, Austin Steck, and Ben Bodart. Director of Basketball Operations, Tracy Richter. Athletic Director, Dan Schreier. Principal, Maria D'Amato. Assistant Principals, Liz Gould, Brian Groshek, and Superintendent of Schools, Dr. James Siebert. And here's the tip-off. It'll be Cook against Dalton. So the two stars meeting right away. It's like a boxing match. Here comes the tip-off. And Dalton gets the second. They missed on it. Dalton got the coming down. So Bondi has it. Zimmerman off to the wing. The number one, Stephen Schreider. The 34 to the big man. He's working on Krinko. Krinko does a good job. Tyron doubles. They kick it back out to Dalton eventually from Schreider. Dalton going to the left. Gives to Schreider in the corner. Now Blank has it. Blank all the way over to number four, Zimmerman. Back to the big man. Dalton for the long three. It's in. So Dalton jacks a three to put Fondi ahead early. 17-18 is your time left early in the first half as Check dribbles it up against a tight Fondi defense. Check's going to drive, kicks it to Robinson here near the paint. Robinson kicks it back out to Krinko, left wing, to Cook. Cook shows a jumper, holds off, then he does shoot it, and it's good. So 3-2 in favor of the Cardinals of Fond du Lac as Zimmerman dribbles in on Morose, kicks it over to Blank. Over to Colton again. Dalton. Dalton back to Zimmerman. Zimmerman to the big man. Back to Blank. Oh, the big man's going to shoot it. Yes! Will Bratz. Three. So it's 6-2. 16-3 remaining. 33, excuse me, in favor of the Cardinals. Check has it. Dribbles past Zimmerman. He's going to go for the layup. Oh! Great drive, but it doesn't fall. Gets rebounded. Fast break to Dalton. Dalton's going to go for the dunk. Nope. Defended by Robinson. It misses. Karinko with a monster rebound. Here comes Robinson on the break in transition. Up, holds up. No. Loses the ball. Back to Dalton. Dalton gets fouled way before the shot by Robinson, it looks like. That's his first. An early foul. Yep. 16-12. Your time remaining. It'll be inbounded by Zimmerman underneath. First team foul for the Shirts. First foul of the game. Long three is good. I'm open blank. He ain't shooting blanks. Check brings it up. 9-2, Cardinals. Check into Karinko. Karinko back to check. Check guarded by Zimmerman. He's driving. Gives it over to Karinko the corner. Karinko dribbles it out. Robinson for a long three from the top. Off the rim. Rebounded by number two. Here come the Cardinals. Zimmerman has it now on the left. Goes to the center, guarded by Karinko. We got a scrum for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball, we think. Let's see. Yep. Great hustle by Tommy Karinko. And that, with the possession arrow, goes to the black shirt. So, what's as good as a turnover in the backcourt as we see Brady Hennis coming in with some former teammates there. Inbound to check. Dribbles it across. Goes to the right. Gives it off to Cook. Cook now to the center of the court. Cook guarded by the big man. He shoots it. Yes for Cook. So scores 9-4, 15-19 and counting. As Dalton brings it up, guarded by Check. Blank coming to set a pick. Back to Blank. Blank looks for the three into the corner to wide open. And it's good. Steven Schreider gets his first three. So four threes from four different players. Robinson brings it up. It's 12-4. Robinson to Karinko. He shoots a three. Yes for Karinko, the senior. Kansas three, and it's 7-12 now. 14:42 and counting. Let's see if Zimmerman now has it. Looking for a pick. Decides to hold up, dribbles. Gives it out to Dalton in the left. Dalton over to Blank. Now he's driving. Guarded by Check. He's still driving in. He dishes to big man. Big man can't get the handle. Cook's got it. It's a two-on-two break. Cook and Robinson. Cook gets fouled. Wow, I thought he got away with a big travel there, Connor. I don't know what your thoughts were. What was that nice Euro step?
And that was a nice Euro step. His foot didn't move. His second one, so...
Yeah,
he was just pretty good there.
Steve Ryder gets his first team foul, first foul of the game. Cook's going to shoot two. So another good opportunity here for the black shirts to knock some of this early deficit out. First free throw. Yes, from Cook. That's 5 points for him in the game already. Score is now 12-8 with 14-17 in the first frame of this Cardinal Classic. Second shot for the lefty first-team All-State guard. That's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Schreider. Dalton has it now over to Zimmerman. Eli Zimmerman, the sophomore point guard. Standing 5'11". Kicks over to... Back to Zimmerman. Top of the key, Schreider. He looks, gets over to Blank. Blank to Dalton. Dalton for a long three from the right wing. Yes! Jay Dalton with his second three of the game. That's 15-8 in favor of the Cardinals. Check has the ball, left wing. Goes around a crinkle pick. Still driving, he spins. Check with the basket, it's good, and the foul! Ethan Check, known for his early contributions. Really penetrating the paint there. Let's see. Eli Zimmerman, the sophomore, gets his first foul. The big man, Bratz, is coming out with 3 points. And coming in is number 32, junior Riker Johnson, the second tallest player in the team, standing 6'4". And now Check at the line to try to make it a four-point game here. Check. In and out. Rebounded to Blank. Blank to Zimmerman. Zimmerman on the left wing. Guarded by Cook. Zimmerman over to Dalton in the left corner, or left wing now. Dalton drives on Check, pulls up. Oh, can't get the shot. He gets the rebound and the foul. And I think that's going to be Morose. Morose or Tadioka. Tadioka in for Karinko. Charlie Morose, yep, as expected. So Dalton at the line with two trays today. Great effort getting that offensive rebound under tremendous heat. He misses the first one. And my guess, that's a rare miss. Some subs come in. Zimmerman comes out. Number 20, Rocky Barfneck comes in. And I thought there was another sub came in. Yep. Nope. Breaker Johnson. So it's 16-10 as he makes the second. Dalton, that is. Check to Robinson. Left backcourt. Robinson goes around a Tadioka pick. Looks for three, but Riker Johnson jumps right up to stop him. Robinson pulls up, misses everything. But it's off of Fondi. Number 20, Barfnick. Went off his hand there. So very fortuitous break for the black shirts. A very unlikely shot for Robinson. Doesn't miss much. Trey Duncan's going to come in for Charlie Moreau's, coming out with one foul. Your time remaining is 13:05 in the first half. Black shirts trailing Fondi 16-10. Fondi in maroon. Black shirts in white. Inbound to Cook. Falls short. Cook gets it, though. Cook with an easy lay-in. The one-hander. 7 points for Cook with 12:58 counting. Oh, Schreier all alone for his three. Oh, off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Cook. No, Cook didn't get the handle off of Cook. He was battling Rocky Barfnick for that one. It'll be inbounded by Barfnick. Blank in the corner for three on the inbound. In and out. Rebounded by Trey Duncan. Duncan leading the transition. Kicks it over to Robinson. Robinson back to Cook. Cook in the right backcourt, moving to the center now. Cook dribbling around a pick by Moreau's. By Check. Oop, Cook in a drive. And they're kind of, I think they're calling an offensive foul on Cook pushing off. Let's see. Yep. So Cook's first. So I didn't see too much contact there, Connor, but ref was right there as the ball gets inbounded to Blank, now assuming point guard duties with Zimmerman taking a rest. Gets it over to Rocky Riker Johnson. Johnson back to Barfnick into the corner to Schreider. Back to Dalton. Dalton dribbling around Check. They got Blank all alone for the three. Yes! Blank gets his second three. Colton Blank, the 6'2 senior. Robinson has the ball in the left wing. Score 19-12. Nice little drive there. Jack has it. He gives it to Trey Duncan. Duncan's pass gets backed away, but he maintains possession. Gives it to Tadioka in the corner. Back to Check. A little sloppy play here for the black shirts. Now to Cook, the top of the key. Cook drives around, kicks it out to Duncan. Duncan can't get the handle on it, but he keeps it from going over the half line. Duncan dribbles through and draws a foul way in the backcourt. Coach's worst nightmare. It's either going to be Barfnick or Johnson. Let's see. Yeah, but looks like it's Riker Johnson, the big man. So that's kind of what I was hoping for. Nothing against Barfnick, but need to get these big guys in trouble early. Inbound pass stolen by Dalton. Dalton with the layup to foul. Yes, and it's good. Foul on Cook. His second foul in just a minute and a half. It's like more like a frustration foul on Cook. So that's 8 points, 9 points already for Dalton. Stout's going to come to the game now for Cook. We're going to have a little more size on the floor. And Don't gets a three-point play. 10 points for him already. With 11:30 remaining for Saf. Check driving the basket. Layup is good and the foul. And the foul's against Dalton. Ethan Check does it again. That's three team fouls. Check his second layup. This time he draws a foul. It's a chance to make another three-point play here. And it goes out again. So 0-for-2 from the line for Check. Score is 22-14. Dalton with the ball, driving at Check all the way in. Dalton can't close. But number 14 off the bench, Eli Bratz converts. Long shot in and out from Robinson from the left wing. Here comes Fondi again. A long three from Barfnick, and it's good. Another tray for the Cardinals. The score is now 27-14, 10:54 remaining as Robinson dribbles it up, kicks it over to Trey Duncan. Duncan to check. Check dribbling. He goes around to Teddy Oka pick. Kicks it over to Robinson. Robinson guarded by the younger Bratz. Robinson pulls up the long two. Yes, Daniel Robinson. Boy, that clutch deuce. His first basket of the game. 16-27 in favor of the Cards. 10-28 is your time. Dalton kicks it over to Johnson. Johnson goes on a Barfneck pick. The smaller Duncan covering him. He goes all the way across court to Bratz again. The younger Bratz off. Big rebound by Robinson. Boy, he got as high as Cook does normally on that one. So Blackshirt's in transition. Kicks it over to Check. Check fakes the three. He's driving. Kicks it out to Teddy Oka for a long three. Yes, from Teddy Oka. The senior Plastic Gate football star gives us a three. So it's now 27-19. 8-point advantage for five. Oh, Check almost gets a steal there in the pass to Dalton. Dalton driving. He's got a lane. Makes a beautiful left-handed layup. So Dalton can do it all from three and in the paint. It's 29-19. Robinson driving on the younger Bratz. Kicks it over to Stout. Stout now dribbling to the middle, guarded by Dalton. Kicks it over to Duncan. Goes through. Back to Check, top of the point. Check guarded by Dalton. So kind of a matchup zone defense here. And a moving pick is called. I think it's against Stout. I didn't get a good glimpse of it, but so Stout gets tagged for the call. Looks 29-19 in favor of Fondi as they inbound. And Dalton brings it up. He's guarded by Robinson on this one. Robinson has one foul today. Cook is back in the game. Dalton driving at Stout. Great defense by Stout, but not much he can do there. Dalton gets another one at will. Cook driving, kicks it out to Duncan. Duncan back out to Robinson. Robinson's driving. He shoots it. That's off. Rebounded by Robinson. Robinson gets fouled. Pulling it back in. And let's see who that is. So it's number 11, Calvin Mullins off the bench, the 5'11 junior. That's 16 fouls. Robinson shooting two. First one. Yes. Rolls around the rim and finds its way through. 3 points for Robinson. 31-20. 8:58 remaining first half. Blackshirts against non-conference Fond du Lac. Robinson, second one. No, off the back of the rim. A big miss. Bratz gets the rebound. Eli Bratz, that is. As Dalton kicks it out to the corner to Barfneck. Barfneck misses. Big rebound by Robinson. That's the second in three series. Robinson had a little trouble with the handle, so they get him for traveling. The call correct. They were in kind of a fast break, and he was trying to find Cook, but just couldn't get the handle on the ball. So Duncan goes out, and Moroz comes back in. It's a 31-20 Fond du Lac lead. And it's Barfneck. Gives it over to Mullins. Mullins driving. Oh, knocked away by Robinson. Robinson going in, and he gets the easy layup. A great play by Daniel Robinson, a steal and a bucket. 5 points for Robinson, 31-22, 8:22 remaining. Barfneck bringing it up again. On the left side, guarded by Moroz. He goes up, trying to drive Moroz. Kicks it out to Mullins. Mullins gives it over to Johnson. Johnson driving on Teddy Oka. He's going to try the hook. Yes, for Riker Johnson, a beautiful hook. Textbook play by the 6'4 junior. So it's back to an 11-point lead for the Cards. 7:55 is your time remaining. We see Kriegel getting ready to check back in. Cook got the ball top of the key. He's going to drive. Gives it over to Teddy Oka. Teddy Oka looks free. Back to Cook. Cook in the right corner. Kicks back out to Robinson in the backcourt. Over to Moroz, left backcourt. Moroz to Cook. Cook having a little trouble with the handle. Goes around and picked by Stout. Pulls up and shoots. Good for two. A long two. 9 points for Cookie. As Dalton brings it up. 33-24 in favor of Fondi. Blackshirts want to keep it under one digit here. Mullins kicks it back out to Barfneck. Barfneck driving. Looks for somebody to kick it out to. Driving on Moroz. Goes to the reverse layup. And it's beautifully made. A great play by Barfneck. So Robinson brings it up. It's 35-24. Fondi lead. Robinson driving through. Beautiful layup. Doesn't go in, but he does get the foul. That could be Riker Johnson again. And it is. That's a second. And they're in the bonus now. But it's a two-shot free throw anyway. Calvin, I see you're working on a beard there. Looking pretty impressive. Connor, I mean.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're talking to me here.
Calvin's already got a beard. First free throw for Robbie. Daniel Robinson. First one. Yes! For the All-State senior. 6 points for him. Connor's going to take a little hiatus and capture some photos and video. 6:57 is your time in the first half. The 10-point Fondi lead. Robinson looking to lower that to 9 with the second free throw. Looks like Blank comes back in for Fondi, giving Riker Johnson a rest with 2 fouls. Second free throw by Robinson, and it falls after a couple bumps on the rim. So 7 points for Robinson. 35-26 in favor of Fondi. Blank is bringing it up now for the Cardinals, guarded by Robinson. Pulls to the left, kicks it back. That's the Bratz. Bratz driving. I'm Carrico. Kicks it out beautifully. Oh, misses the basket. A great little dish to Mullins. Mullins got fouled, but couldn't get it to come down. Charlie Morose gets his second. So 6 fouls in the black shirts here. First free throw, no good by Mullins. Off the back of the rim and out. 6:40, your time remaining. 35-26 in favor of the black shirts. Coach Richter instructing the boys to get ready to block out if there's a missed basket here. Second one for Mullins, and that falls off. Robinson's got it, beating out Cook for it on the left out. Robinson to Cook. Cook on the right wing. Cook for a long three. And that's off further rim. Rebounded by. Knocked out of bounds by Ethan Check. Fondi will take over. So Cook had the look. Went for it. Just didn't fall. So now we got a full court press going on here. Inbound to Barfneck. Barfneck guarded by Duncan. He came back into the game for Evan Stout. Barfneck kicks at the Blank. Blank looks around. He's going to drive past Duncan. Nope, Duncan stays with him. Blank still driving. Kicks it all the way into the corner. And a charge has been called. I don't understand who that. Maybe that was on Blank for pushing off. No, it's Eli Bratz. Bratz gets his first of the game. 18 fouls. Robinson will inbound it to Check. 6-11 and counting, 35-26 in favor of the Cardinals in this Cardinal Classic against our black shirts. Cook has the ball. Right back. Marty's going to go for that same spot. The three. Yes, this time for Tyron Cook. 12 points for Cook now, and it's 35-29. Black shirts in striking distance as Barfneck brings it up slowly. 5:49, 48 and counting. Over to Blank. Blank gives it to Schreider. Schreider for a long three. That one goes out the back of the rim. Rebounded beautifully by Cook. Blackshirt's in transition now. Cook driving. Kicks into the corner. Kringle. Kringle kicks back to Cook. Cook for another long three. Off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Kringle, but he gets fouled. That's going to be Barfneck. Great job by Kringle, and it will be a 1-on-1 scenario. No, Mullins gets the call. His second. 19 foul, and I thought that was Barfneck on that one, honestly. But so Barfneck and Mullins will go out. Coming back in is Will Bratz, the big brother. And number 4, the sophomore, Eli Zimmerman, who started the game. Stout's going to come in for Duncan now, give us a little more size on defense. He's going to, nope, he wants to, Check won't let him switch. Shot by Krinko, off the back of the rim, and in! Nice touch there by the 6'3 senior, his 4th point of the game. It's now a 5-point game, 35-30, 5:31 remaining first half. Black shirts versus Cardinals of Fondi. Second free throw from Krinko. Yes, nothing with the net. So 5 points for Karinko. It's 35-31. Some pressure from Robinson in the backcourt against Dalton. Dalton sees a pick coming from blank to the left. He goes around it. This is to Zimmerman. Back to the big man. Back to Zimmerman. Back to Dalton in the left backcourt, guarded by Check. Gives it to Schreider. Guarded by Stout. Back all the way over to Dalton. Back to Dalton again from Zimmerman. This time to Schreider, the three-point. He's guarded by Stout, so they're not going to let him shoot. Back over to Bratz. Back over to Dalton. Dalton driving. And he gets called for the travel. I don't know about that one. I believe strongly that a lot of the officiating is very pedantic on these travel calls. But nonetheless, we'll take it, especially when it's on a star point producer like Dalton. Inbounded to Robinson. Back to Check. He dribbles it slowly across the court. It's 4:51 and counting. Cook has it. Over to Krinko in the corner, the right corner. Krinko to Stout in the corner, same corner. Stout looking around. He's going to have to dribble it. Bounces to Check in the right wing. Check looks. He's going to drive. Going to kick it in. And he pulls up and shoots off the rim on a cute little banker. Just doesn't fall. Zimmerman has it now on the outlet. Over to Dalton. Dalton for a way long three. And that's in for Dalton. Three threes for Dalton. 16 points so far. Robinson has it in the right corner. It's a 38-31 Bonnie lead. Into Krinko. Krinko for three from the corner. Off the back of the rim. It hits that pole, so it's ruled out of bounds automatically. 4:04 is your time remaining. Bondi up 38-31. So just when things were looking great for the Blackshirts, Bondi drains one of those long threes from the kitchen sink. Blackshirts really got to play tight on these guys. Zimmerman over to Dalton again in that favorite spot. Dalton now going to the middle, double team. Dalton driving all the way in, gets away with the travel and the layup. They're calling that a Euro step. So another deuce for Dalton. Robinson drives past his man. Oh, layup in and out. Rebounded by the big Bratz. Schreider bringing it up now. 40-31 in favor of Fondi. 3:29 and counting. Dalton has it. Garbode gets fouled by Robinson in the backcourt. Got a little too physical there. And that's two on Robinson. So both our star guards have two fouls here. 3:26. Again, one of the advantages to having Ethan Check, who's very quick, is you can have him start guarding those star players and maybe absorbing a foul too. First free throw by Dalton, and it's true. Three free throws made so far from Dalton. Three for four from the line. There was an and one. This will make it 17 points if he makes it. And it's in. 18 points for Dalton. So Check gets the inbound from Stout. 3:23 and counting. 42-31 in favor of Fondi. Franco's got the ball top of the key. Gives it to Cook. Now Cook driving. Pulls up. Shoots. That's short. And rebounded by Bratz. Went right into his face. Blank has it now in transition from the right backcourt. Dribbles to the middle now. Going in against Stout now. Stout and Krinko doubling on him. Tries to dish it in, but it's stolen by Check, who anticipates beautifully, ripping the ball from Bratz before he can get it. Check to Robinson in the corner. Robinson looks one way. Goes back. Long two from Robinson. It's good. Daniel Robinson. So 12 points for Robinson. 9 points. As Dalton has it, 42-33 Fondi. Dalton drills past Check and is a foul before the shot from Check in the backcourt. That's his first of the game. 17 fouls, so we're in the 1-on-1 now for Fondi. 2:38 remaining. And Dalton looking to add to his 18-point game high and to a 9-point Cardinal lead. First free throw, and it goes through. Nothing but the net there for Dalton. 19 points for the 6'2 senior, Jamariah Dalton. Goes by Jay. Second one. That one's true. So it's 44-33 in favor of Fond du Lac, 2:36 and counting. First half, as Check brings it up into the right backcourt. Check now in the middle, kicks it over to Robinson in the right backcourt. Robinson driving on Zimmerman, pulls up. Yes! From the line. So that's 11 for Robinson. 44-35. Bondi, Dalton has it now. Double teamed in the backcourt as Pringle returns. Barfneck into the big guy Bratz. Over to Schreider, looks two, but Stout's there to put a hand in his face. Stout now putting heavy pressure as he gets it back to Dalton. Dalton has it, trying to get around a pick. And a foul is called, a moving pick on the big man, Will Bratz, his first one of the game. He didn't move him much, but he moved him much. He moved enough to knock check over for check to sell a foul. So Robinson will inbound it to check from the side here as the black shirts come. 1:55 is your time remaining. 44-35 in favor of Fondi. Robinson with the ball in the backcourt. Gives it to Krinko, top of the key. Krinko looking, gives it to Check in the left wing. Check takes one leg, comes to the middle now. He's driving now. Beautiful move by Check. Can't get the layup. As Eli Bratz gets that one. Schreider has it into the corner for Barfneck. He fakes three. He's going to drive. Pulls up. They're really moving the ball well. Dalton fakes him three. He goes out of bounds. Another foul on Robinson. 1:24 remaining. Very unfortunate. So Moroz gets the nod from Richter to replace Robinson. Robinson will go out with three fouls. Not the stat you want for one of your star players. With 1:24 remaining against a good Fondi team that's leading 44-35. Dalton will return to the line, a very familiar place with him today, making six free throws so far. That one goes in and out, rebounded by Cook. So score remains 44-35, 1:19 and counting. Cook goes around the pick, guarded by the younger Bratz. He pulls up for a long deuce, off the back of the rim, and it goes right to Zimmerman and back over to Schreider, coming to the right side. Gives it to Bratz, back to Zimmerman. Dalton's got it, he's driving, no. Gives it to Zimmerman. Zimmerman drives. Kicks it back out to Schreider. Over to young Eli Bratz. Bratz and Dalton. And another charge called. This time it's going to be against Bratz, his second. I don't understand the call. I didn't think there was much contact, but he caused enough of a physical disruption. So Robinson's going to come back in for Moroz, now that they're on offense, a good strategic move. 53.9 seconds left. Bondi leads 44-35. Inbound to Check. Back to Robinson, back to Check. 50 seconds and counting. First half. Blackshirts may play for the last shot here. Be nice to go to the locker room, only trailing by six or seven. Robinson has it now from Check, way deep left backcourt. About a yard away from the half-court line. Standing right over the E on Waukesha South, if you can envision this, black shirt fans. It's 28 seconds and counting. Robinson just holding the ball. There's no violation as long as he's not getting covered. Usually a ref will instruct a player to play man defense. But Bondi happy to let black shirts let the clock run down now to 16 seconds. Robinson now starts the dribble. Guarded by young Eli Bratz. 8 seconds. Gives it to Cook. Cook in the backcourt. Garmin Galton. Cook's going to drive. Cook fakes. Pulls. He gets the foul, I think, before the shot. So it will be a one-on-one situation. The important thing is they got the foul on Dalton. That's his second. So a very important foul for the Blackshirts to get here. With 1.9 seconds left. And no matter what happens here, it's good they got that second foul. If we can get him in early trouble in the second half, that could really improve our chances here. So first free throw by Cook is good. That'll make it 44-36 as Moroz comes in for Robinson. Tadioka comes in. Tadioka actually has to wait. They have Evan Stout playing all the way in the back, which would seem unusual, but he played safety was all Classic 8 honorable mention as a defensive back for the Blackshirts in football. Cook's next free throw, and it's good. So it's a 7-point lead, 44-37, 1.9 seconds. The Blackshirts will press. So they're disputing. They're trying to make some substitutions, and Richter's questioning because the ball, I think, was handed to the player already. So the subs are kept out. And again, knowing these guys can shoot from long distance, I can understand the full court pressure. They don't want to give up any shots. Dalton has it. Guard man check. Long shot by Dalton. No good. Ball short. So that'll do it for the first half. Blackshirts trail Fond du Lac 44-37. It's a good game. We like it to the margin to be closer, at least when you're losing. But the big difference so far for Fondy is threes. A lot of threes. Let me do a head count here. 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 threes from 5 different players. And you can guess who has the most. Yes. Jay Dalton has 3 threes. Along with 8 buckets. And 6 free throws there. So he's having a great day, no doubt, surpassing the 20-point mark already. And so the key for the Blackshirts will be to minimize those three-pointers. They did that well closer to the end of the half. But Fondy's still figuring out ways to create opportunities in the paint and at the charity stripe. So let's see what Coach Richter and his team can do to adjust here during this halftime. Now will be a good time to take a break here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. Don't go away. Second half will be coming up soon.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Mom was always very organized.
But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
So it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South High School. Halftime's about less than 4 minutes away. Blackshirts trail the Cardinals of Fond du Lac 44-37 in this non-conference matchup we're calling the Cardinal Classic. And some stats for the first half, starting with Fondy. Number one, Steven Schreider has 3 points on 1-3. Number two, Colton Blank has 6 points on 2 threes. Number 10, Jay Dalton, as we mentioned, has 23 points, including 3 three-pointers. Eli Bratz off the bench has 2. Rocky Barfneck off the bench has 5. Riker Johnson off the bench has 2, and the starter Will Bratz has 3 points with a tray. So for the Blackshirts now foul situation, interesting. The star player, Jay Dalton for Fondy, has 2 fouls. Calvin Mullins off the bench has 2. Eli Bratz, who's had a lot of playing time off the bench, has 2. Riker Johnson, one of their big men, has 2 fouls. Only 1 foul on Will Bratz. That's another number like to beef up. Steven Schreider has 1 foul. Black shirts. Tyron Cook leads all black shirts with 14 points, followed by Daniel Robinson, who has 11. Ethan Check has 4 points. Tommy Karinko has 5. And Tak Tadioka has 3. So, want to see some more players scoring. Some good productivity we've seen already from Check and Krinko. Would like to see Stout and Morose. Tadioki give us a few more points and cause some more damage, as well as anyone else coming off the bench. I anticipate Wright and Staub will make a presence to show Fondy what we can do from the 3-point line. Black shirts are coming out of the locker room now. Fondy's been out for a couple minutes warming up. So I imagine they had a lot to talk about, Connor. As you know, we really had a hard time stopping the 3, and that's been one of the big factors. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think that we, I mean, it's exactly what you said before the game started, them getting in and using more of their lineup, the black shirts, that is, using more of their lineup. Because, I mean, it's just a 7-point differential. If one of the other players just scored at least another 7, we could be tied or at least closer.
Point taken, absolutely.
So, I mean, I think that's just going to be the key. It's not even just clamping down on 3 points, because you really can't take away the talent that Fond du Lac has. I think we have to focus on trying to taking the pressure off of Tyrant.
So here's an interesting stat is of their 37 or 44 points, excuse me, only 14 are in the 2-point range. So they're getting a lot of their productivity from the three. Mm-hmm. Our defense has done a good job addressing that later in the half. They took away a lot of opportunities. They had Stout on blank on and Schreider on a few plays, minimizing those. So that's good. Problem is now what can we do to stop those twos? Because they are creating opportunities in the paint and at the line. And Dalton at the line in particular, as our friend Braden from KFI had mentioned, that they like to get him in the paint drawing fouls because he's, 6 or 8 from the line, I think, today, 6 or 7. So Bonnie will inbound to start the second half as per the possession protocol, where the possession arrow points. Again, Fondi in their away maroon with white fonts and number, black shirts in their white with black fonts and number, red trim. And top of the key, blank has it over to Zimmerman. Zimmerman to Dalton, left wing. They better play him tight. He likes to shoot from there. Really heavy pressure. Zimmerman now, his first three of the game. Yes! The sophomore Eli Zimmerman. So 47-37, 17-34, check coming from the right to the middle. Check driving now. He's going to put up a layup. That's off the rim and out, rebounded by the bigger Bratz, Will Bratz. Dalton is bringing it up in transition, guarded by Check. Goes around a pick by Bratz. Kicks it over in the corner to Schreider. Schreider looking for a breaking Bratz. No, now he's going to drive on Moroz. He's in the paint. Kicks it over to Bratz. Back over to Blank. Blank looks at it too. He decides not to. Robinson hustles there. It goes all the way over to Dalton. In the left backcourt, Dalton goes around the pick by Bratz. Bratz, oh, pass almost stolen. Knocked out of bounds by Cook. Good hustle by Cook. That would have been a nice turnover early in the half. Zimmerman will inbound it from the left side. Little shovel finding someone. He finally gets it to Blank, top of the key, guarded by Cook. Now guarded by Krinkle, going to pick. They see a driving Bratz. No foul called. Moroz fell. Long three, yes. That was Schreider. Steven Schreider, his second three. It's now 50-37 Blackshirts, 16-43 and counting. Check now. Sees Cook. Cook guarded by Dalton on the right backcourt. Goes around a crinkle pick. He keeps going. Long one. Way air ball. Rebounded by Zimmerman. Here comes Dalton. Dalton in transition. Fast break. He's going all the way. Lays it in. Falls off. Knocked out of bounds by the Blackshirts. Krinkle, the last one to touch it, as Krinkle Robinson battled Dalton for the miss. So, inbound, beautiful inbound. Foul before the shot. No, they're calling held ball. Charlie Moroz draws a held ball in the paint. And the possession arrow goes to Blackshirt. So, very important defensive stand, thanks to Moroz. Inbounded to Check from Moroz. Check dribbles up slowly. 16-20 and counting in the second half. Blackshirts trailing by 13, 50-37. Check goes over to the left wing. Fights his way through, but can't. Oh, ball gets knocked out. Thought it might have went off Check, but they're calling it out on Fondi, so Blackshirts will inbound. Robinson will inbound for the Blackshirts. Probably trying to get an alley-oop here with Cook. Nope. Gets inbound into Karinko. Over to Robinson. Robinson drilling, pulls up from straight ahead, and that finds its way in. A nice little deuce by Daniel Robinson. So that makes it 50-39, 15-54 and counting. Dalton driving on Check, pulls up, kicks it back out, top of the key. Schreider to Zimmerman, Zimmerman right wing, Zimmerman driving all the way out to Schreider, back to Dalton, left wing. Dalton into Will Bratz, driving on Karinko. The hook shot, and that finds its way in. Very friendly roll. That's Bratz's first deuce of the game. Five for him. Check guarded by Zimmerman. Krinkle in the corner. Krinkle looks free. Kicks it back to Check. Check driving over to Krinkle. Krinkle driving on Bratz now. Kicks it to Moreau's left wing. Now to Robinson near the top of the key. Robinson guarded by Blank. Kicks it in the corner to Check. Check sees three. Trying to drive on Zimmerman. Nowhere to go. They get Zimmerman for a body foul there. Tough call. But it goes against the Cardinals. That's Zimmerman's. That's the sophomore's first foul. Inbounded to Krinkle again, this time for Moreau's. Krinkle in the paint to Robinson on Blank. Robinson. Oh, doesn't get the rebound. Blackshirts get it, though. Doesn't get the shot. Excuse me. Krinkle for a long three. That falls on. A foul is called away from the shot. That's going to go against number two, Colton Blank. That's his first. He knocked Robinson to the ground as they were battling for position on a shot from Krinkle. So it'll be inbounded by Moreau's again. Moreau's looking over to Cook in the corner. Cook's going to drive on Colton. Kicks it all the way to Robinson from three. That's going to go short. Air ball. Dalton gets the rebound. Dalton driving now. Slowed down by Krinkle. Now Check. Dalton gives it to Blank. Blank to a driving all-alone Schreider in the corner. Oh, off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Zimmerman. Back to Blank. This time to Blank for... Blank can't get it. So Blackshirts get it after two misses on threes by Fondi. Cook now for a long deuce. That's way off. Rebounded by Moreau's. Back to Check. Check back to Cook. Cook top of the key. Guarded by Zimmerman. He's going to drive now. Fancy little layup. Gets his own rebound. And it's good. A great rebound by Cook. So it's 52-42. 14:08 is your time remaining. Dalton's got the ball. Has a pick coming to him. Nope. Bratz comes down. Zimmerman over to Schreider. Back to Blank. Now, or Dalton now Blank has it in the corner. Double team. Gives it to Bratz. Bratz top of the key to Dalton. Bratz now comes to set a pick for Dalton. Dalton goes the other way around. Check. He drives. And a foul before the shot. I'm guessing it's Ethan Check. That is Ethan Check. That's his second of the game. First team foul of the half for the Shirts. Zimmerman will inbound for Fondi. He goes all the way in the corner to wide open Schreider for three. And it's good. Schreider again. His second three of the half. Six over, or nine overall for him. Points, all in threes. Check driving now. Check sees a little layup opportunity. That goes in and out. Check's there to get his own rebound. He can't make it. So now Zimmerman has it for Fondi, looking to add to a 13-point lead, 55-42, 13:21 remaining. Blackshirts need a big stop here. Blank has the top of the key into Zimmerman on the left wing, guarded by Robinson. Now guarded by Krinkle as he goes to the middle. Oh, a wide open Bratz. Unaccounted for. A lot of pressure in the backcourt. Coach Richter is going to call a timeout with the Blackshirts trailing 57-42, 13:08 remaining in the second half. We're going to take a break here, too, on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. Calvin.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South High School. Blackshirts trailing by 15, the biggest deficit of the game, 13:03 and counting as Check brings it up after the timeout. Cook has it, left side of the backcourt. Kicks it out to Robinson in the left backcourt. Robinson to Carrico to Check underneath. Check's going to drive in Zimmerman. Check kicks it out to Moreau's. Moreau's driving now. Moreau's gets stripped. And a blocking foul is called on Zimmerman. That's his second. Two fouls for Zimmerman. Bondi fans don't like the call. So they're calling it a shooting foul, too, for Moroz. Moroz, the All-State goalkeeper from the Great Waukesha South soccer program, coached by Billy Schwartz, former Blackshirt basketball coach. First shot by Moroz off the back of the rim. So tough miss for Moroz. Stout's going to come in for Kirinko.
Stouted from the bottom. Now he's here.
Second free throw for Moroz. 57-42, 12:43 remaining. And that falls short. Hits the rim. Rebounded by Dalton. Dalton brings it up for the Cardinals. 12:37 to count. He's going to drive on check. Long layup. Off the rim. Rebounded by Stout. Kicked over to check. Check on the fast break. He pulls up. Kicks it back out to Robinson. Robinson for a long three. Yes, Daniel Robinson. A big tray for Robinson. As Blank brings it up slowly for Fondy. Score now 57-45 in favor of the Cardinals. Pass over to Dalton. Almost challenged by check. Now to Schreider. Back to Blank. Ranker Johnson comes in instead of pick. Comes out of it. Right, Johnson's got the ball on top of the key. Goes around Schreider. Now to Dalton in the wing. They're trying to set up a long three for Dalton. They kick it back out to Schreider. Over to Barfneck. Barfneck driving back to Schreider. Back to Dalton deep in the right backcourt. Dalton now driving on. He kicks it over to Johnson. Johnson can't make. Rebounded by Check. Good defense by Stout and Check there on Breaker Johnson. Robinson's got it again. Kicks over to Check. Over to Cook now. Cook for a long three. Saves Miles Robinson. Yes, Daniel Cook. If Robbie can do it, Cookie can do it better. So it's now a 9-point game, 57-48, 11-20 and counting. Blackshirt's taking a page out of the Fondy playbook with the threes. Oh, a beautiful deuce by Rocky Barfneck. 9 points for Barfneck off the bench, 11-04, 59-48 Fondy. Check with the ball, top of the key. Cook has it left wing. Dribbles out now to the backcourt. Comes more to the middle. A lot of screening from Blackshirt's check. Backs it over to Robinson. Robinson now on the right wing. He's driving to the middle. He's driving along. And he makes the George McGinnis one-hander. So it's 59-50 black shirts. 10:36 is and counting as Dalton dribbles up for Fondy. Guarded by Check in the right backcourt. Kicks it over to Schreider. Schreider guarded by Moroz in the corner. Oh, pass it to Johnson. Guarded by Stout. He goes around Stout. Stout gets a piece of it. But they're calling it a foul. I thought it was a beautiful block by Stout, but coming in from behind, that's going to happen. So Stout earns his second foul of the game. Again, a great block by that. If anything, I thought it might have been a jump ball, but Riker Johnson now shooting two. First one. And that's true. So right. So Tadioka is going to come in. Moroz is going to come out. So showing a bigger lineup here. Second free throw by Riker, and that's good. 4 points for Johnson. It's an 11-point lead again for Fondy. 10-18. Tack in the corner gets it back to Robinson in the wing. Robinson driving. Beautiful layup. And it doesn't fall in. And a foul over the back. That's 14. Eli Bratz gets his third. And that can be trouble because Bratz has been very productive off the bench. Tadioka will inbound. The black shirt quarterback will be playing Saturdays next fall for St. Thomas. Inbound into check. Check driving. On. And another foul on the same player. That's going to be four on Eli Bratz. Good job by check. Drawing that foul trouble. No movement yet from the Fondy bench. The bearded Nick Ford talking to his coaches, but no players getting up. Check will shoot two. Check us 4 points tonight, this afternoon, excuse me. Oh, first one goes in and out. Maybe a little too much spin. Not enough arc. Score remains 61-50. 10:04 remaining.